Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event.
Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And greetings and salutations, everybody. This is Gwinnett Business Radio, and I am today merely Stephen Julian. And that is because behind the glass, behind the booth, the man running the show, the man who normally is running the show on the microphone is Mr. Mike Salmon, is producing today. Good morning, Mike.
What glass are you talking about?
What glass?
I'm not behind any glass.
Well, okay. It's
a radio saying that you're using?
Absolutely.
Yes.
It looks like glass. I'm doing practicing my mind. Since it's an art show today, I'm practicing the art.
And that comes across really good on radio.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't.
When you do the mime thing.
So, Mike, you are producing today. You are in the booth, right? It is technically a booth. Can we at least call it that? Can we
agree? No. Okay. It's just another part of the
room.
You're
in the nook and the cranny.
Yeah.
You're in the corner.
Yes.
And that is because the great producer, Trey Odom, is out today. So, Trey had a little surgery yesterday. So, shout out to Trey. Trey, hope you're feeling better. I'm sure he's listening live online.
Yes. Next time he comes to the studio here, he'll have one less gallbladder to worry about.
I'm so glad. Don't we all just have one gallbladder, Mike? Is there a second one in
there? He has one less.
There. We've both corrected each other. So, the show's off to a great start.
He still has one less, technically.
Yes. But
so, he has none.
I'm going to quickly make this professional because we're derailing already 30 seconds into the show. So we are inside the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. I want to remind our listeners that love is what makes a Subaru. You can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruGwinnett.com and join their family today, or come in and see the difference. Or maybe like Mike, you're already a Subaruist. Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. And today we have two guests who are going to be doing one interview together because they're kind of partners. So it's kind of cool. We are pleased to welcome David Kolash from Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta. He is the guy who runs the show around here where our studio is located. So we're glad to have him in the studio. And with him today is David Raderstorf from Kudzu Art Zone. They are here together. So good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Steve.
Morning. Glad you guys are here. So the good news is for all of our listeners, all the questions are going to be addressed to David, and you guys have to figure out which David is talking, but that should be fairly easy to pick up. But we'll start actually a little bit with David Kolash. David, you are the general manager of the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta. We know what Sonesta Gwinnett Place is because our studio is located here in your wonderful hotel, but give everybody a quick quick overview of Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta.
Thanks, Steve. Glad to be here. The Sonesta Gwinnett Place, we just celebrated our four-year anniversary here in the Atlanta marketplace. We are a full-service hotel located in Duluth, 426 guest rooms and 16,000 square feet of meeting space. A few different restaurants, fitness center, pool, all the amenities you would expect at a very nice full-service hotel.
The most understated word you said in that is full service, because anyone who's enjoyed anything of Sonesta Gwinnett Place will understand that the service here is just top notch, over the top, bar none. Great. I mean, just there's always people willing to help you, and there's always people looking out for you, and everything you guys do here just adds a special touch. So blatantly sucking up to the general manager is what I'm doing here, but the reality is it's all true. And today you brought with you David Raderstorf. David, you are the chief poobah of the Kudzu Art Zone. So tell everybody about the Kudzu Art Zone and what you guys are and what you guys do.
Well, Kudzu Art Zone is an art organization, 501c3, a nonprofit. We just celebrated 10 years, and we do all types of art venues. We have our own gallery. We have 8 artists in residence that actually paint there every day. We do workshops. We do educational programs, and we're very involved with the City of Norcross Cross in providing venues for them, along with doing some charitable things each year.
Now, the reason you guys are here together is because the Kudzu Art Zone is part of the art bar here at the Sonesta, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, so David, let me ask you, tell us a little bit about the art bar concept and how it was established here at Sonesta.
Yeah, the just a brief history with Sonesta, because it's really important to tie this in. Our company is 80 years old this year, so we're just celebrating our 80th anniversary. The original founders of Sonesta, the Sonneben family based out of Boston, were very involved over all the years in the art world, specifically contemporary art. A collection of original museum quality contemporary art was initiated early in the early 60s. And Roger Sonneben, who was a founding family member, a very, very well-known quote of Roger was saying that the hardwood and beautiful finishes don't add value nor increase in value as well as well-curated art collection as art collection can. So for all these years, the Sonneben family accumulated over 6,000 pieces over all the years, all originals. And so this has been a very important part of our company since we started.
For the whole hotel. So it's really been a concept across the whole hotel.
All the hotels.
Yeah.
Yeah. At one point, we had over 100 hotels around the world, and you'd go into any of the hotels, and art was a very big part of our culture.
So specifically here in Gwinnett, you guys kind of you guys launched an art bar, right? So just kind of talk about specifically that as well.
So the art bar, we just introduced about 2 years ago here at our hotel.
Okay.
And based on our love for art from paintings and sculptures, but also what we refer to as food as art, we have created a new concept here that's been very, very well received within the local community and our hotel guests. And it's really a combination of two things. So the art bar itself, located in the lobby of the hotel, is a restaurant and bar that it's sort of a micro beer, sort of a brew pub concept. And then 2 years ago, when we were coming up with the concept, we wanted to obviously tie in our love of art. So that's where I found Kudzu and David, and we've got a partnership for 2 years now that has been phenomenal. And really, the concept behind it is, as you go into the art bar, we have probably 30 to 40 different pieces of art that are from local artists from Gwinnett County that work through Kudzu.
So it's art for the whole senses. Literally, as you walk in and sit, you're going to enjoy the beautiful art around you. And then, oh, by the way, the brew that you get is going to be a work of art from a microbrew.
Correct.
And then when your food comes, oh, it just continues. And now what I see and what I eat, and obviously food as you look at it and also as you eat it. So literally from start to finish, you want them to have a full artistic experience.
Absolutely.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so let's focus on the art that they see. Mr. Raderstorff, that's why you're here. And I would call you David, but I wanted to make a clear distinction of which David I was talking to, at least in this question. So I want to focus on you just individually. How did you get involved with Kudzu art? Have you been an artist all your life? I guess
no,
that would be
it. Okay. I only started painting when I retired, and I retired at 62.
Okay.
So
don't tell us how many years ago that was, because then you'll give your age away.
So when I started painting, I really didn't have any concept of what I was going to retirement.
Okay. Let me ask one. I'm sorry. I'm going to interrupt you because I want to ask one question. This kind of starting as an artist when you retired, it wasn't like your career was in art.
Related, but not in art.
Okay.
So I was in the textile business.
Okay. So you were in business and in textiles, and then just kind of as you retired, you got into art. So continue.
Yeah. Well, I think the bridge between the textiles and the art was I traveled around the world helping to find designs that we could put down into textiles. So I went to museums, different cultures, and that kind of thing. So all of that kind of led up to, at the end, saying, what am I going to do as I retire? And a friend of mine gave me a set of watercolors, and that's how it started.
Nice, nice. Okay, so you got into art after you retired, and then how did you first get involved with Kudzu Art Zone?
Well, I had taken instructions from a couple of people, and one of the people was a member of Kudzu, And she asked me to come go to a meeting. I went to a meeting and was very intimidated by the quality of the art I saw at Kudzu. So I almost didn't join, but they kind of twisted my arm. And then through the progression of being there, being involved with other artists and that kind of thing, my art actually started to grow. The quality of it started to grow because you're surrounded with quality people. I was encouraged to enter a competition, and I won the competition, and that just put me on fire.
Nice, nice. So you joined Kudzu Art Zone as a member first, and that joining helped your personal artistic, you got better as an artist.
Yes,
right?
That's correct.
So then your business background, you found a way to continue to help Kudzu Art kind of develop as a 501c3 is what I'm imagining, because you are now the chief poobah of Kudzu. That's my word, but you're the director of Kudzu Art Zone.
I'm the director. As all art organizations in general are made up a group of artists. They are not usually business people. And when I went there, at that time we had about 100 members. The membership recognized that I had a business background, and this conversation is when I said, you've got to shift how you're doing business here, because even though it's a nonprofit, it still has to be run like a business. So then we started looking at avenues where we could increase revenue, still maintain our 501c3, which we did over the years.
Nice. So one of the things you were able to do, obviously, is to start to develop partnerships like the one you have with Sonesta. So talk about how, I guess either one of you can kind of take this, talk about how the relationship between Kudzu and the Art Bar, you know, actually developed. And then, you know, obviously it's been going well so far. So, but how did that actually, how'd you guys find each other?
I'm going to let David talk about that first.
I'm glad that David is talking about it.
He started with it.
All right.
Yeah. So how that started, when we decided we were going to reconcept the restaurant, I reached out to some local people that I know here just in the local market and explained to them what the Art Bar was about, but that I was looking for guidance on a local art organization. Because I had only been here for a year at that point, so I was still feeling my way around sort of the community. I actually reached out to the Hudgens Center over at the arena.
Right.
And they deferred me over to Kudzu, and I called over to Kudzu, and here we are now 2 years later, and it's been fantastic.
Now, in 2 years, how often is the art changed out? What's the operating procedure for how the art is displayed?
Well, we haven't made a lot of changes. It's been artists drop in and drop out of it, and the art changes in. But we're planning on doing a reset.
Okay.
So we'll have new rules, and particularly that'll have to do with framing, quality of art, the size of art, that type of thing. Because the venue in there is really designed like a gallery.
Nice.
So it's very well done. So we're going to do a reset, and David and I are in the process of working what that reset is. We're working on the rules and regulations. We're soon going to have the board come over here, meet with David, ask questions, so we flesh everything out.
So this isn't just, hey, that'd be a nice wall, let's stick a painting up there. I mean, this is, and so I'm going to ask a question of ignorance, and I'm going to ask you to show me a lot of grace in the midst of this question. So you said it's really set up kind of like a gallery. Is there anything specific you can give as an example of how the Art Bar here at Sonesta really does kind of feel like a gallery for how the art is displayed?
Well, the layout of the walls, there's a lot of angular aspects of the Art Bar. Also the lighting. So lighting plays a huge amount in what art looks like. It's everything at what's going to happen to it, because art is nothing but reflections of light and dark.
I love it. I love it. So how you light it will display how well the art will look.
Absolutely.
Okay. And their lighting really complements. It isn't just lighting for a restaurant. It's really trying to light up artistically what you're able to see as well as what you're able to eat. So I love this. Now, again, I'm going to ask one more ignorant question. Is the art only for display, or is the purpose to potentially have someone go, I either want to have something from that artist or I want that piece from that artist?
It could be either one.
Either one.
Yes, but the art, it will be for sale.
Okay, fantastic. So not only can I come get a good meal, I can come get a nice piece for my house, and maybe Sonesta can tell me who did the lighting so that they can light it up in my house to make it look just as nice. Is it?
You're right on, Steve.
So what I love about Sonesta is it's about relationships and partnerships, right? So you didn't just put up this art just to have it look nice. You didn't go to some show and, oh, that piece. I mean, there was so much thought that went into this to be top notch.
You're absolutely right. And we, in every aspect of our business, we want to support the local community. And that's why with Kudzu, that's why I was looking just here in our backyard for an organization.
I love it. Okay. So, man, goodness gracious. Is there any part of the art experience that we're missing? I guess I got the smells, I got the tastes, I got the sight. If I need a great room, I can stay at Sonesta as well.
Absolutely.
Right? So, and if I need a good experience swimming, I can use the indoor and outdoor pool. Oh, if I'm a business and I need to put on a great event, I can use your conference center. I mean, is there anything you guys can't do?
We do it all.
You can't close the sale, right? I got to actually close the sale if I'm a businessman. So
one of the things that we were particularly interested in and bring in the high quality of art. So we're actually going to jury any pieces. It's not going to be somebody walks in and says, oh, I want you to hang my piece of art here. We're going to judge and jury it in before it comes here. And that's because of the integrity and quality of the Sonesta.
Yeah.
Their whole program. It's all about quality. It's about design. It's about color. And we want the art from Kudzu to reflect that in the art bar.
Speak a little bit more about, you said jury a piece. I raise my hand. I'm not an artist. I haven't been enough around art. So what does that mean?
It means that you judge a piece of art based upon its values, its color, its line, its shape, its design, its overall appearance. And when we will expand that is we're also going to include the framing.
Okay. Because so the framing is part of the judging.
The framing, no. In our case, for this particular venue, yeah. Yes.
Okay. Is that judged and juried by the members of Kudzu or by you or by a small group that is kind of the experts?
It will be me and a small group.
Nice.
Of really professional artists. We're all professional artists that are going to do this.
So my sketches of my favorite comic book heroes is not going to be displayed in the Sonesta.
It would depend upon your quality.
You don't have to judge a jury, and I'll do it myself. I know my skill level. So let's focus a little bit more on the Kudzu, the Art Zone, and becoming a member. This is an organization based here in the metro area?
It's based in Norcross. We're in the historical district right downtown.
Nice. Okay, so you became a member. That's how you started. So what does that process entail? What does someone need to do?
Well, actually, you can be a non-painter and come in there. We have a website. We do classes anywhere from beginner to advanced. We bring workshops in from international artists. Some of these workshops are $700-$800 a week. They're not inexpensive, but they're really high quality people and that type of thing.
Right.
Just getting your membership, $70 a year, that's what it takes. We have monthly meetings. We have Tuesday paintings where you can come in there and paint in a group and get your work evaluated. You can work with the local venues up there, the city hall and that type of thing, placing your arts in those places.
And you have a space located in historic Norcross?
Yes.
And okay.
We have a gallery in there that can accommodate about 60 pieces.
Wow.
So the gallery is open on Tuesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, and then sometimes special days because sometimes we have special events.
Right, right. So if someone were to join the Kudzu Art Zone, they have the opportunity to participate in the gallery, they have the opportunity to participate in classes, they have the opportunity to become a better artist themselves, learn more about art themselves, be involved in the art community. I mean, goodness gracious. And all that for $70 to start.
Yes.
So you get a value as well.
Absolutely. It's a terrific value for what it is. And we even have programs where we do scholarships with the local school systems. So you can tie in on all those areas where you can do volunteer work that's going to help, that's going to impact kids.
And I want to circle back to this all started because, David, you made a call to the Hudgens Art Center. So obviously the art community, it's all about building relationships inside the art community. So it's not like Kudzu Art Zone says, we're the best and we don't want to talk to anybody else. You guys obviously have relationships with schools and other art zones and museums and things like that.
With teachers, museums, other art associations in various cities.
So you, and you told me off the air that if we wanted to, we could talk an hour about Kudzu Art Zone. I do not doubt that one iota, but we wanted to focus specifically on the art bar almost as an entryway. So I definitely want people to, so why don't you just, you're in, located in historic Norcross, but give everybody any contact information, website, phone number that anybody who wants to get in touch with Kudzu Art Zone.
Well, it's www.kudzuartzone.org, and our local phone number is 770-840-9844.
Fantastic. Now, I've got another offer that I'm going to give to all of our listeners who are saying, that sounds great. I definitely want to get involved in that or look at that. But I've got an even better first step they can take. Mr. Kolash, why don't you tell them exactly where the art bar is located and all the contact information for Sonesta? Because the best thing they could do is come to the art bar, enjoy a good meal first, right? And then they can go join Kudzu Arts. Is that fair? Would you be okay with that?
That's fine with
me. Okay. So the art bar, tell everybody again where it's located, where you guys are located, all that good stuff.
So Sonesta, when that place is right on Pleasant Hill Road, right in Duluth. The art bar is right inside the main lobby. Just come in, go to the left, and it's right there in the main lobby of the hotel.
And it's open for lunch and dinner, correct?
It's open for dinner.
Oh, dinner. So
dinner and cocktails.
Sorry. Okay. Yep. And so what exact time is it open? 4 or 5?
It's open at 4.
4 o'clock?
4 o'clock, right. 7 days a week.
Early dinner, late lunch, right?
There you go.
Linner is what it's called in my house. So very good. So come to the art bar. Check out the fine art from Kudzu Art Zone. Then go visit the Kudzu Art Zone. Check out their gallery. Check out their website. All that good stuff. David, Sonesta, you guys are, how many hotels do you guys have?
About 70 worldwide, about 50 in the United States.
And there might be one more coming soon here.
There's one coming on next week in St. Louis. We're just acquired the Chase Park Plaza Hotel, and it will become a Sonesta next Friday.
And I don't mind giving a quick shout out. When Sonesta said, who could we get to help get this hotel transition and off the ground? I'll give our listeners one guess who they called. So I hope you enjoy the time out there in St. Louis and getting that off the ground. So David Kolash from Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta, thank you very much for being here. David Raderstorf from Kudzu Art Zone, thank you very much for being here. Very much appreciate both you guys, and best of luck. And all of our listeners, come check out the art bar and then go check out the Kudzu Art Zone. I've got great plans for everybody's summer, so they just need to do those two things. That'd be a great start to the summer. So thank you guys very much for being here. A reminder that you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, day or night, 24/7 by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. You can also download any of our shows on iTunes or any other podcast app that you have on your phone. Just search Gwinnett Business Radio. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter at Gwinnett Radio X. Like us on Facebook. Man, just we are all over social media. So before I close it out, Mike Salmon, you've been very quiet during this whole show, but you've been working very hard making us sound good. Anything that you would like to add to this?
Linner?
Linner.
Linner?
Yes. Lunch and dinner.
Lunch and dinner in Linner.
Yes. Go ask Stacy. Yes. Two gallbladders, really? One less gallbladder?
Does he have one less gallbladder?
Apparently he does.
Yes. Did I say he had two?
We're going to talk about grammar off the air, okay, Mike? Yes, you win. That was a great comment, and I had a great question, apparently. All right, so for Mike, thank you very much for producing the show. Trey, you are the man. Hope you feel better. This is Stephen Julian. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.